Justin, thank you, and good morning, everybody. We start with West Delaware Volleyball back on the court tonight inside Seudorf Gymnasium, their final home contest of the regular season, meaning their final WAMAC Conference East Division matchup and Senior Night 2022, as we'll honor the four seniors in the program, Haley Vasky, Olivia Schulte, Allie Dimmer, and Peyton Welcher. It'll be a battle of ranked teams as the Hawks at 21-10 are number 12 in Class 4A. Solon is 19-8. They're the eighth-rated team in Class 3A. The Hawks own the all-time series against Solon 16-5, dating back to September 29th of 2009. They've won 12 in a row against the Spartans, the last Solon win in the series coming October 17th of 2013. Joan Salo and I will take the air around 7:30 tonight on our KMCH Sports video stream at kmch.com and all of our regular audio platforms at Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. Coverage area volleyball from last night, Maquoketa Valley hosting Starmont to kick off their homecoming week. Mack Valley was victorious over the Stars 3-0. The latest high school football rankings from the Cedar Rapids Gazette released yesterday afternoon. In Class 5A, Ankeny remains number 1. Cedar Rapids Kennedy is still number 5. Cedar Rapids Prairie bumping up a spot to number 7 in Class 4A. Lewis Central still number 1. Number 3 remains Cedar Rapids Xavier. Number 10, Cedar Rapids Washington, getting into the rankings for the first time. In Class 3A, Harlan reclaims the number 1 slot. Staying at number 4, the 5-0 Mustangs of Mount Vernon. The Mustangs of Independence drop a position to number 8 with their 5-1 record. In Class 2A, number 1 remains Central Lion George Little Rock. Staying at number 7, Dubuque Wallert. In Class 1A, Van Meter jumps into the number 1 slot as they were previously number 2. Number 9, Beckman jumping back into the rankings after being number 1 before being upset by Cascade after their 89-0 win over Postville last Friday night, setting a record for most points scored for Beckman football in a game, surpassing the 84-point total that the 2013 team tallied. Also in 1A, Cascade is receiving votes. In Class A, West Hancock is still number 1. Northland remains at number 7 with their 4-1 mark. The Buccaneers of East Buchanan also 4-1. They bump up a slot to number 8. Number 10 jumping into the rankings is Albernette. In the 8-player game, Remsen St. Mary's is the number 1 team still. Week number 6 coming up this Friday night, the West Delaware Hawks will travel down to South Tama. All our pregame coverage will start at 6:45 with Jamie Ryan and Bill. Kickoff slated for 7:30. Our coverage area game of the week will take place up at Sumner at the Sumner-Fredericksburg High School football field, as we'll cover Cascade football. The Cougars and the Cougars will do battle at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Josh Christensen and Roger Reed will join me for the call of Cascade football at Sumner-Fredericksburg, live on our KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. Iowa football news now. Junior punter Torrey Taylor and senior defensive back Kayvon Merriweather have earned Big Ten Player of the Week honors following the Hawkeyes' 27-10 road win at Rutgers. The announcement was made yesterday by the Big Ten Conference, with Taylor earning special teams recognition and Merriweather sharing the defensive honor. Taylor earned the Big Ten honor for the second time this season and third time in his career for his punting. He averaged 42.6 yards on 5 punts at Rutgers with a long of 51 yards. 4 of his punts were down inside the Rutgers 20, with the Hawkeyes winning the field position battle. Rutgers had just 1 punt return for negative 2 yards. Merriweather, a native of Belleville, Michigan, earns his first Big Ten honor. He recovered and returned a Rutgers fumble 30 yards for a touchdown in the second quarter. It was the 8th fumble return for a touchdown and 5th longest in school history. Later in the contest, he collected his first interception of the season, returning the theft 33 yards. He also had 3 tackles and 1 pass breakup on a 4th down play in the 4th quarter. The Hawkeyes at 3-1 now overall, 1-0 in the Big Ten Conference. We'll take on number 4, Michigan, who's 4-0 and 1-0 in conference play inside Kinnick Stadium. Saturday morning, 11:05 kickoff time slated, 9 o'clock the pregame coverage right here from the Hawkeye Radio Network. The game is sold out and will be televised nationally on the Fox Network. Speaking of Hawkeye football, one more game time has been announced and another night game, as the Hawkeyes' October 8th game at Champaign, Illinois. Taking on the Fighting Illini will be at 6:30. The schools announced yesterday. The Big Ten Network will air the game. It'll be Iowa's third night game in a four-game stretch. Big Ten Network has had three of Iowa's first four games of 2022. The Hawkeyes have won the last eight matchups against the Illini and can tie the all-time series with a win a week from Saturday. The third week of the NFL wrapped up last week in East Rutherford, New Jersey, as the Dallas Cowboys came in and took down the New York Giants 23-16 in a low-scoring contest that pretty much went down to the wire. In Major League Baseball from last night, only four games, two in each league. Baltimore beat Boston 14-8. It was the Blue Jays over the Yankees 3-2, as Yankees slugger Aaron Judge is set to try again tonight to make home run history. He has 60 home runs, just shy of the American League record of 61, set by Roger Maris, of course, for the Yankees back in 1961. Judge and the Yankees take on the Blue Jays in Toronto. The Yankees have nine games left in their regular season. In the National League last night, it was the Braves over the Nationals 8-0. Pirates beat the Reds 8-3. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Tuesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.